and a news update for September 27th, 2022, on this Tuesday morning edition, part 5, broadcasting both SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite news radio networks, and on podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Anchor.fm, Podcast.fm, Pocket Cast, Google Cast, Stitcher, and many, many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, national and international news stories, folks. Please share the content. Please pray for my protection. So we can continue bringing the story to you and getting around all the Chi-Coms and all the other things that are trying to block us. Thank you, Lord, for the knowledge I have to do that. Help us get the news out. And Lord, keep blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for the technology so we can use it for good. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get to it, folks. That's it. Top Headlines, national and international news stories. That's our podcast name. Put it in your server. Add to your favorite tab or follow us. And we'll see you there. We'll be right back with hour number 5. Part 5.
Changes as a country in a time of crisis. We should have been doing this in a thoughtful way with a transition plan in place for someone who is clearly suffering. He is both, as I said, both the cognitive and the physical components of it, the cognitive being far more concerning. Although we can laugh about him, you know, stumbling on the steps or make fun of the fact that he falls off
a bicycle. Is this early onset dementia? Is it early, mid, or late?
I'd say we're relatively advanced. He has every sign, as I said, we're relatively advanced. This isn't just a little trouble word finding or losing your ability to track on the teleprompter. He forgets where he is mid event right there. You're watching him right there. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. And this isn't the first episode of that. He is a lost, you know, little puppy right now on that stage.
Sure, but doctor, what does this say about his controllers that they let this farce continue? As you said, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. As I said, it's an embarrassment to him. It's really demeaning to him, and it's dangerous for us as a country. I think that, frankly, both his handlers and, frankly, the Republicans need to step up and say, for the love of God, we have got to stop trying to cover this up. We've got to stop trying to
sugarcoat. Well, exactly. Democrats want to be able to blame him for their agenda as a puppet. Republicans love it that he's an idiot. It makes them get votes. If we have nuclear war, that doesn't matter. We cannot have a potato as the president.
Correct. And frankly, to bring us back around to the COVID situation, because he's constantly contradicting what the talking heads are saying, he's constantly contradicting everybody from Fauci to Walensky and everybody else, it continues to confuse the American public. It continues to undermine people's confidence in public health, and it isn't good for anybody. So whether it's foreign affairs we're talking about, national security we're talking about, or the issues regarding COVID and the pandemic on our own soil, it's very, very disruptive.
All right, I want to hit that next segment, but let me interrupt you, because everybody, even Tucker Carlson brought this up and said, what is the giant, looks like a 5-pound tumor on the back of Fetterman's neck? Fetterman can barely talk now. The media is trying to cover that up. Just looking at a giant bulge on the back of his neck, I know you're not diagnosing from afar, but had a big stroke. Is that some type of tumor, or what's going on here?
Well, again, as you point out, I have not examined Fetterman, and I haven't put my hand on that. The two things that jump to mind right off the bat, number one is completely benign, would be a large fatty tumor, kind of a lipoma in that area, that there's nothing much other than the fact that it's unsightly. Doesn't mean much from a physical perspective. The more concerning thing to me, and another possibility, is that it actually represents a lymphoma. You have a lot of lymph nodes in the back of your neck. There are two huge chains of lymph nodes that go down the back of the neck. And if he has lymph node involvement from, for example, lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, that could present and look very much like that. Again, not saying that's what it is. Haven't examined him. Know nothing about his medical history other than that he's relatively young to have had a stroke recently. He clearly isn't doing well physically. To listen to him talk, you recognize that he is suffering from something. But this mass on the back of his neck could be something as benign as a large lipoma or something far more significant like lymphadenopathy related to something like a lymphoma.
Why are they running all these zombies for office?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if this is the best we can do, 330 million people, and these are our best choices, perhaps it's because nobody even wants to, worth their salt, wants to go into politics anymore because it's such an ugly place, and with the amount of censorship and derision and cancel culture.
Right. Stay there, doctor. Gotta go to break. People have become the most banned on the internet, including Louis Farrakhan and Paul Watson and Gavin McGinnis. And they said because I questioned his cognitive ability and believed he'd had some type of aneurysm or something because he suddenly got a lot worse about 2.5 years ago, they said Jones is the most banned there is. Well, I mean, you could see it then. So Dr. Kelly Victory, everybody should check out your Getter, all your work, earlycovidcare.org. At Kelly Victory MD on Getter. I want to hit the victory lap here, which is a sad victory lap. We've been vindicated on the COVID shots and more here in a moment, the time we have left. But just finishing up here, this is outrageous what's going on with Biden. And it just shows the wildness of the establishment to try to do something like this. And I don't see how they extricate themselves, as you said, with Kamala Harris in there. I mean, there's no way he makes it. No way he makes it on the trajectory he's on another 2 years into the general election. What do you think is going to happen?
No, I agree with you. And as I was saying before the break, although the physical signs are very obvious to people, the way that he walks, the fact that he stumbles frequently, falls off a bike, those things are far less concerning to me. Let's face it, we had a president, a very effective one, in a wheelchair. We have sitting governors that are in a wheelchair. You don't need to be physically sound necessarily to be a good leader, but you sure as heck better have your faculties about you cognitively, and he doesn't. And this is only going to get worse, and it will get profoundly worse if his schedule is disrupted or if we have a national disaster, a crisis of any sort. Can you imagine if we had 9/11 and this was the president at the helm? So they're going to have to do something, in my estimation, Alex. Either he's going to become a complete and total figurehead and we won't see him at all. He will just, quote, lead from his basement and we'll have them just march out a series of people to give his talking points. Or they're going to have to enact the 25th Amendment if he won't step down on his own. I suspect that, you know, he will clearly make the choice not to run again in 2024, citing likely his age and the fact that he's having some health issues. But what happens between now and then is unclear. If it were anybody other than Kamala Harris sitting in the VP position, we might have already had resolution to this disaster. She ended up being his greatest protector to keep him ensconced in the White House. So it remains to be seen, but it isn't going to be pretty.
Well, that's right. You wouldn't have somebody drive a school bus that had dementia or be a doctor or be an auto mechanic or run drawbridges. But we have this clear puppet in there. So I go back to the big question. Who is really the president right now? Who's really making the decisions? Because obviously Biden says, tell me what to do. I don't know where I am. Help me. I mean, this is a coup. It's a coup by bureaucracy, having a vegetable as the president.
Yeah, you're in as good a position to make that prediction as I am. I'm thinking it's probably a combination of Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and God only knows who else is there making these decisions.
Exactly, Obama functionaries.
Not Joe Biden.
Obama.
Yeah, it's not Joe Biden.
So Obama is really getting his third term right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think through his minions, absolutely, that's the case. It clearly isn't Biden. He does not come up with an original thought. He really doesn't. He goes purely off the talking points that he's handed, and that's why they use the cane and they grab him off the stage as quickly as possible, because I think their greatest fear is that he will go rogue, that all of a sudden he'll start speaking extemporaneously, either cogently or otherwise, and spill the beans. He clearly is being controlled. And when, you know, we've called other people, you know, puppets in the past, this has taken it to a new level. This is, he is a puppet, you know, that's on steroids, because he simply doesn't have the cognitive ability to make these decisions or to come up with an assessment.
So is it fair to say we have a near vegetable puppet as the president right now?
Unfortunately, I fear that that's the case. This was obvious well before the election ever took place. I predicted this. I look at this video that you're showing now. It's painful. He is absolutely lost. He's confused. He doesn't know which way to turn. These are horrible optics for our country.
And there's no better video to show that Obama is enjoying his third presidency, as they're all ignoring Biden while he just wanders around like a 2-year-old.
Right, exactly. And they're over, fawning on Obama, and no one's paying attention to that the president, the sitting president, is dazed and confused.
Shifting gears here. I mean, look, this is the same thing that happened 2 weeks ago where he wandered off from Obama and everybody was around Obama. And then Biden comes up and grabs him desperately. I mean, this is just flailing. We don't want to do a victory lap because we're very sad they launched the shot. It didn't work. It was poisonous. But Europe suffers horrifying 755% increase in excess deaths among children since EMA-approved COVID vax for kids. Infowars.com. And it links to mainline studies. And it continues there, where they are now admitting, with all these scientists and all these researchers dealing with COVID-19, that suspend all COVID-19 mRNA vaccines until side effects are fully investigated, says leading doctor who promised them on TV, who promoted them. Here's a bunch of other ones dealing with this. Rand Paul calls for criminal investigation. Canada suspends all forced injections. FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people should not take the shot. New York suspends forced injections. They are running away from this now. What do you make of the CDC head a month ago saying, oh, we were wrong, we lied to you, we knew it wouldn't work? I mean, what are they doing here?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, they aren't doing the one thing they should be doing, Alex, which is pulling these immediately from the market. I am not anti-vaccine, but I have had grave concerns about these particular vaccines since before they were launched on the public. They are untested, they use brand new technology, they have a paucity of safety data behind them, and it was very clear within weeks of them being rolled out that there were devastating adverse events. The data are irrefutable. You are far more likely to suffer a severe adverse event from these vaccines than to be prevented from getting hospitalized with COVID. We've known from the very beginning that the vast majority of people are at a relatively low risk from COVID, and that was back when we had the original Wuhan strain. Healthy young people have such a de minimis risk of having a severe outcome as to be essentially indistinguishable from zero. The data now that we have, based on, only because of the aggressive FOIA request, we have access to Pfizer and Moderna's own safety data prior to the rollout. And it clearly shows that for every one hospitalization from COVID that was avoided, there were 4.3 serious adverse events. And those are defined as death, near death, hospitalization, or permanent disability. When you parse that same data to look at the risk-benefit analysis for people ages 18 through 29, in other words, young, healthy military recruits, people in college, that sort of thing, for every one hospitalization that's prevented, there are up to 98 serious adverse events.
Right.
These shots should have been pulled within weeks.
All right, Doctor. And again, we're not victory lapping, but we've all been vindicated. Big Tech censored us. They knew what they were doing. Please join us again, not in 3-4 months, but next week if you'd like, to really just drill into all this. God bless you, and thank you so much. Everybody should visit your website right now, earlycovidcare.org, earlycovidcare.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, Diego, Chris, Jason, Travis, Lena, Daniel, Charles, we're going to every single one of you in the next 15 minutes, and then Gerald Celente for 45 minutes takes over the top trends forecaster, but I'm going to take some of his time, he understands, to get to your calls. I promise to do it separately. Look, you want to keep us on air, it's your decision. We need your support. Plus, it's a piece of history. Everybody needs to either get the book signed or unsigned. Signed is $24. We're now into hour number 4. Ahead of Gerald Celente taking over in 15 minutes. Let's go right to your calls. Diego in Florida, thanks for holding.
Hey, I'd love to speak to you. Very noble work you're doing. Thank you. Alex, just based on the baloney. Putin and the Hungarian Prime Minister are all on the same page. Nobody's is agreeing with what's going on with the NWO.
No, you're right. She's big with the previous leader of Italy that was buddies with Putin. You're absolutely right that this is a big deal. What do you make of it?
I see that it's going to come across. I mean, you with the energy situation and all. I mean, it's going to get to a point where pretty much every country is going to be backing her, as far as the EU. You know.
Well, yeah, the EU has threatened sanctions on Italy. The unelected EU is threatening voters. Think about how authoritarian that is.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But I mean, you know, with the energy, I don't know if you heard that Germany said it's going to take over, Putin's oil. I was like, what?
Oh, this is real war, brother. I mean, yeah. We're in full war with Russia right now. It's so dangerous.
You know, I think they say that the closest time we ever came to war was actually during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Actually, not the closest time we've ever been to war. In reality, in retrospect, was the 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. There was actually a Russian sub out that was observing the attack, and they actually asked. You know, they were actually.
It wasn't a Russian sub. It was a Russian surveillance ship. Yes.
They said it was 2 minutes from actually nuking Israel. I was like, wow. And they also had just the authorities out there, and they had the President Johnson call them back. That was nuts. But anyway.
Well, God bless you, Brother Diego. Thanks for holding great points. Chris in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Mr. Jones, how are you doing? Okay. I have two medical events that happened to me recently. I went to my primary doctor in New York City, and I asked him a lot of questions about 6 months ago about the vaccine, and he got very upset, and he wouldn't talk much about it, although he did admit one thing. He said there was graphene oxide in the vaccines. And how did he know that? Because he used to do research at Mount Sinai Hospital with cancer patients, and they used that for the cancer patients as a delivery system. So he admitted that. Okay, now to the second part. Just recently, I went to a specialist that doesn't know my regular doctor, the kidney specialist, and before I went to the doctor, I realized on the internet they said that the World Health Organization was trying to get exclusive rights to vaccinate everyone in the world. So when I saw my doctor, I said, can the World Health Organization do this if they okay this treaty? And she told me it's a lot worse than you think. And she told me that she got notified by the federal, state, and local governments, health divisions or whatever they are, the New York State Medical Board or whatever, and the federal government and the city government, that she can't talk about list and list and list that she had on the screen, but I couldn't see them. They were too far away. She says, I can't print these out for you, but I have a gag order. I was threatened. that if I talk about any of these subjects, including the vaccines, I will lose my license. And I think people should know this, and they should ask their doctors, is this true, and see what they say. Because this is, I'm an independent. I don't go right or left. I go through the truth. Now, I learned it the hard way, and this isn't from hearsay, so I hope this helps people realize what's really going on.
It does help, Chris, yes. There is a medical tyranny to bring world government in via the medical system, and they're telling doctors be part of these UN protocols. They admit, mainstream news, the UN is in control of our health right now. It's official. That's actually public. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Gerald Celente takes over in T-minus 10 minutes, but I want to jam in as many of these callers as we can. A, we need to stay on air and have the funding. But B, just as important, my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is number one in the world right now. And we need to push it to number one and keep it there for a long time. Get signed copies that are a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com or get an unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. But we need support. We are so close to imploding. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to pay for our own bandwidth, our own infrastructure, our own lawyers, our own crew. And we're doing it, and they're so afraid of this model. So please keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com for your signed or unsigned copies of The Great Reset, for 1776coin.com for the limited edition Teddy Roosevelt fundraiser, historic piece of art coin as well, 1776coin.com. All right, Charles in Atlanta. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Welcome.
Hey, man, I've been a listener for over 25 years. I moved down from Dayton, Ohio to Atlanta. I was listening to, because I've been a freedom fighter since I was 17, Spirit told me that the world was a matrix. I began to have my eyes open, and when I got here, I listened to a black radio station that did a great job of a balanced empowerment, intellectual empowerment to the black community, but somebody mentioned InfoWars and Alex Jones. So I turned over at that time, about 23 years ago, listened to you, and I haven't went back the other way. That's not to say that black issues are not important, but the difference between a black issue, a Jewish issue, or a secular or particular ethnicities issue, it doesn't do what InfoWars does and encompass humanity as a whole. And I always have said, until we go up to the 33,000-foot view and see that all of humanity is in the grip of something evil, we cannot fight this thing by just being black or just being this, that, and the other. Sure. Now, I saw a History Channel show of an African lion running after five or six deer. There was a Jesse Owens-type lion up deer up front that he didn't try to bother to catch. He got the one in the rear with the lame leg so that he could have the easiest lunch with less effort. I consider, and I've looked at this holistically, when so-called black people were brought over here and not allowed to speak our language, our religion, and so much knowledge was taken from us, and there was a different black, quote, black man put into our minds. The system has used black people in America, in my mind, as a tinderbox to enrich itself on the one hand, but in the modern world, like Black Lives Matter, to be an inflammatory fuel for racial strife. It's not that black skin is worse or white skin is better. It's just that the evil people know how to use the weakest minded and the weakest spiritual. Right. Now, unfortunately, the black community in America has lost so much of its spirituality. We just don't go to church, believe in God like we used to. I'm not saying all, but a lot of us. The homes are broken down. Fathers are not in the home to take care, to lead these young black men. And the system has left drugs, rap music, and guns available to make chaos. Living conditions are really, you know, you don't want to live in a poverty-inflicted place so the mind is not at peace. Okay, let me jump real quick because I know you got other callers. I want to say something about Owen Schroyer. Over these years, he's come up to be a great Alex Jones too, so to speak. He's really a wise young man, and I love the fact, tell him to continue to talk boldly and honestly and truthfully and as a Christian about black issues. There should be no white man, I agree with him, there should be no person on the earth that has any problem discussing issues that are outside their ethnicity. Don't let people say you're not black and you can't talk about it. He's a very balanced, clear-minded, probably...
No, I totally agree. And let me say this in closing. We should all love our cultures and where we came from. They want to erase it all. So we all have our own issues, but then we come together against the globalists and the depopulation and the transhumanists. We all have real beefs and real issues. But at the end of the day, this new world order is going to end us all. So I want to thank you, Charles, for the call. God bless you, and I appreciate you. If we don't win together, we're going to lose. So we better wake up, and we better come together, and we better do it now. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Powerful points.
Yes.
Travis in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I love you, man. I'm starting a new job, and I've been maneuvered to take the death jab. I tried to get a religious exemption but was denied. So I'm, of course, taking the jab.
I let him know there's major liability and lawsuits being filed, and even New York stopped it for private businesses. So, well, I mean, let me ask, I mean, without saying the name, what type of job do you have?
Well, I mean, so I guess my question is, you know, I'm making the decision to actually do it just for this opportunity. But really, my real question is, I know that all vaccines are bad, but I have two questions for you, Alex. Is the J&J shot less harmful because it's not mRNA?
No.
And also, would no? Okay. And would taking ibuprofen right before the shot decrease the chance of any side effects or less?
I am not a doctor, but I've interviewed hundreds of them, and the J&J is probably... If you got to take one, take the Pfizer. Don't take the Moderna. It's three times stronger. It's the exact same injection, three times stronger. It's equivalent to four shots of Pfizer. So the Moderna shot is four shots of the Pfizer. So it's three times stronger, four times stronger, depending on how you look at it. The J&J sends a virus in to reprogram the body to create the spike protein. And some studies is even worse. And so you're killing yourself to live. Already, the mandate in the military is being canceled. The mandate's being killed at public schools. It's a lie. And so I'm telling you, your health is not worth what they're trying to do. And no, I'm not telling you what to do, but if I had to take it, which I wouldn't do, I'd take the Pfizer, because if it hasn't been refrigerated properly, it breaks down and doesn't do anything. So, man, I mean, brother.
Pfizer?
I'm not telling you to take any of it.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the weakest one is the Pfizer.
The weakest one is the Pfizer. Okay.
Yeah, I would not. I mean, but listen, it's Russian roulette, brother. I mean, what type of job, brother? It's not worth it once you to take this shot. Come on. And once you give in to this, you'll give in to anything.
That's right.
I know.
Well, give me a ballpark idea. Is it a medical job or what is it?
No. It's a substantial increase in pay, but it's just.
I know. I'm curious what type of place wants you to do this. Look, nobody knows who you are. I'm asking, what kind of job is it?
It's for sales, but it's an increase in pay. It's a good opportunity. I mean, I could
but
say
it's not
no
worth killing yourself
out.
Over,
no,
though.
Yeah, but
no,
you've seen the New York mayor go, get a free hamburger, get a donut. Man, dude, it's like cheese
on
a mousetrap.
Win $1 million.
Right, I know.
Now, if you think you can get the cheese off of it without getting killed, do it. But, man, come on, brother. God bless you. I appreciate your call. That's the social credit score, though. Take an experimental, unauthorized shot, killed a bunch of people because they're offering you money. What type of people are these? God Almighty. All right, I'm sorry to Thomas and Daniel and Lana and Jason. Get their numbers, John, and remind me tomorrow. They want to give us their numbers. We'll call them back. We'll put them on. But Gerald Slinte's got so much to cover. I want to eat my lunch and listen to this great American, the top trends forecaster, coming up here. There he is on screen. Let's punch up Gerald Slinte.
Hello there, Alex.
There he is. Gerald, what do you got coming up?
Well, you know, what's going on in the economy, and World War III has begun. And we just heard this guy, Jake Sullivan. Boy, you look at that cat, man. Looks like he's related to Goebbels. When you heard him on CBS and Meet the Prestitutes on Sunday, saying that, if Russia, uses any kind of nuclear weapons or if they get more aggressive, the United States will respond and on and on and on. I mean, this is, look, Alex, if you hated somebody and you had, you got a crime syndicate and you're giving them all the weapons they want to go kill somebody else. It's your war. The United States is at war with Russia. We are on the cusp of a nuclear war.
I totally agree. This is five times more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, in my view. Gerald Celente takes over. Everybody stay with us and share the links, Infowars.com/show and band.video. This is a war of information. You are who they hate. That's why they want the show shut down, because you can take action and you can override their AI and censorship. So let's do it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Share the links now to the Alex Jones Show. And then, in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room takes over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And one of the callers before about religious vaccine exemptions, Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice provides vaccine exemptions, and they've been over 99% effective. And you can go to freedompeacejustice.com, freedompeacejustice.com, to get one. And a constitutional lawyer put this together. The only way that they could reject this is if they don't accept religious vaccine exemption. Otherwise, unless you have, somebody from the White House running the show, they can't reject it. Anyway, I mentioned to Alex, what am I going to be talking about? We're going to talk a lot about the economy, because we're going into the worst financial crisis in human history. This whole economy around the world was artificially propped up. We'll fight the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. We're giving you free money. We're locking down your business and destroying you across the globe. But that's a whole other story. And now you're seeing it with interest rates just going up a little bit. What do you have, a 3.25 Fed rate, when you have inflation running at 8.5%? And clown boy Powell, the Fed head, saying it was only temporary, transitory. And then today's woke world, transgendatory inflation.
Yeah.
Let's really be stupid. But going on to my greatest concern right now is the Ukraine war. And again, I'm totally opposed to Russia's invasion, but I totally understand why they invaded. And there was an article, it just came up, The Guardian actually put it out. This is 8 years ago. In Ukraine, the U.S. is dragging us toward war with Russia. And this is by John Pilger. It goes on, it begins that, why do we tolerate the threat of another world war in our name? Why do we allow lies to justify these risks? The scale of our indoctrination, wrote Harold Pinter, is a brilliant, even witty, highly successful act of hypnosis, as if the truth, quote, never happened, even while it was happening. And then Pilger goes on to write, remember, this is 2014, May, spring. Washington's role in Ukraine is different only in its implications for the rest of us. For the first time since the Reagan years, the U.S. is threatening to take the world to war, with Eastern Europe and the Balkans now military outposts of NATO, the last buffer state bordering Russia. Ukraine is being torn apart, you ready? By fascist forces unleashed by the U.S. and the EU. We in the West are now backing neo-Nazis in a country where Ukrainian Nazis back Hitler. That's right. 2014. You ready? Here's your Trends Journal. This is when it used to be a quarterly, spring edition. Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned. This fellow Pilger mentioned the what was going on in Ukraine back then and about the overthrow of the government. It's all in the Reagan administration, the worst time since the Reagan administration. This article was written for the Trends Journal by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan. He goes on to say, Washington concluded that Russia needed to be confronted with or distracted problems that would leave the Russian government less confident or able to counter Washington's aggression elsewhere. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Conference, in December 2013, he said last December, and I want to give you, because anybody could look this up, it's December 2013, as by Victoria Nuland, at that time Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, the murderer who's quoted in the book Double Down as saying, I'm really good at killing people. Yeah, that Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in NGOs, non-governmental organizations, in Ukraine. The purpose of the NGOs is, quote, you ready? To teach democracy. Isn't that great?
Not really.
One after another. One after another. We are at war with Ukraine. Again, if I hired, again, you see how the United States fronted this whole operation. So, we're giving monies to the neo-Nazis to continue to wage their war against Russia. So if you're giving money to the neo-Nazis to wage the war, they're waging your war. We are at war with Russia. And Russia is now saying it piece by piece. This isn't the Iraq war where it's a third world country. This isn't Afghan, a third world country. This isn't little Syria or Libya that the United States and NATO destroyed. Well, I don't think NATO is in Syria, the United States, but definitely Libya. These are the Russians. And they're not going to succumb to this. And they're saying that if they're attacked, they will use any weapons that they need to defend themselves. World War III has begun. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be hell on earth. The Great Reset? Forget about it. Oh, and the imbeciles and morons that are building bomb shelters? Oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, you're going to want to be alive after a nuclear bombs blow up the world and it's hell on earth. Oh, yeah, but you'll have your sauna down in your billionaire's bomb shelter. We're going to be right back. You better do all you can to support the truth, support InfoWars, and support peace.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, everybody listening, we have to unite. Most people don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, what the Mets and the Yankees did, you know, this weekend, but they don't have a clue what's going on in the world. And InfoWars is doing their best, and they got a great team of people. The articles that they put up every day, and they're giving you all they can. So you give them all you can, because they want to blacklist us all. And again, we're doing all we can with the Trends Journal as well. But if we don't unite and work together, what are we talking about? You know, a couple of drinks, you know, you go out, I mean, you know, donate that money, you know, buy stuff from InfoWars. Go to Occupied Peace, subscribe to the Trends Journal. But you better do something, because if we don't fight for our freedom, we're going to die in war. I mentioned the articles about warning what was going on with the United States overthrow the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014 in the Trends Journal. The article by Pilger about him saying, and it was in The Guardian actually, that the 2014 overthrows of Ukraine by the United States is bringing us the war. And we also heard this past weekend from Lavrov, that's Russia's the foreign minister, who I actually met. He said, Ukraine descended into chaos in late 2013 after Viktor Yanukovych's government reversed course on penning an association agreement with European Union in favor of integration with the Russian-led Eurasian Economic Union instead. In February of 2014, Ukrainian president was overthrown in a U.S.-sponsored coup, sparking the present security crisis. Quote, as I understand it, this is at his talk last week at the United Nations, Lavrov. Today's meeting was motivated by the desire of some delegations to discuss the subject of lawlessness, impunity in Ukraine. I think it's very, very timely, because this time, lawlessness, impunity reflects what has been happening in this country since 2014, the post said. For more than 8 years, the Ukrainian army and nationalist militant formations have been killing the inhabitants of the Donbas with impunity. And they've killed over 14,000 of them. Only because they refuse to recognize the results of the criminal, bloody, anti-constitutional coup in Kyiv, because they decided to defend rights guaranteed to them under the Ukrainian Constitution, including the right to freely use their native Russian tongue, the foreign minister. Again, exactly what he said, we wrote in this Trends Journal back in 2014. Here's what happened. Ukraine has been broke since the breakup of the Soviet Union. Not according to me, but according to the European Union, Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Europe, run by oligarchs who the comedian who played the piano with his penis on a sitcom, Vladimir Zelensky, and then became the president of Ukraine, said he was going to do away with the oligarchs. And that's one of the reasons why he got elected and he joined the club. So going on, this was all in front of everybody's eyes. So here was the deal. Yanukovych made a deal with the IMF, the International Mafia, Monetary Fund, and the EU. They needed money. Putin said, I got a better deal for you. I'll give you a lower interest rates and I'm going to cut your prices of oil and gas. Okay, we'll go with you. No, you won't. And that's when they overthrew the government. As I said, they're leading us to war. This past Sunday, on Meet the Prestitutes, or excuse me, Meet the Press, this guy, our national security advisor, when you look at this cat, man, it looks like Goebbels could have been his grandson or something like that, man. This cat looks just like him, his Jake Sullivan. Yep. He says to Chuck Todd, or is it Toad? I don't know, on Meet the Prestitutes, that Putin remains intent, quote, on wiping out the Ukrainian people and does not believe that Ukraine should have a right to exist. Wow. And people swallow that BS. Putin's never said that. That he does not, that he wants to wipe out the Ukrainian people?
Why are you wiping out his own people?
That's a total lie.
Yeah, that was a lie.
No, he didn't. Just like Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. But the people believed it. Just like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. That never happened. That Robert McNamara, an arrogant, may he rotten hell, dirty SOB, lied about and admitted, I wrote it in my book, Trends 2000, because after he died, it came out. The Gulf of Tonkin incident in Vietnam never happened, but the people swallow the crap. Just like they're swallowing the crap being shoveled out by this little Sullivan boy. Yep. So he's going to keep coming, and we have to keep coming with weapons, ammunition, intelligence, and all the support we can provide to the Ukrainians as they defend their land, their freedom, their democracy. Heil, heil little Jakey Sullivan. Listen to this crap. Oh, defend their democracy? Oh, like in Iraq? No, no. I know, like the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Gaddafi has to go. We got to bring freedom and democracy there. Oh, I forgot about Nicaragua. And then it was Haiti. With Chile. Where else? One country after another. Bringing freedom and democracy. We have no right being in Ukraine. Ain't my business. None of it. I am an American. Hey, little Jakey. You're going to go listen to him. He's going to what he said. We're going to do everything we can by bringing weapons, ammunition, intelligence, and all the support we can provide. Listen, why don't you go lead the charge? Dress up in your military costume and go fight. Anybody that wants to go fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, and you know we're in perilous times. This is unprecedented. You know, I'm not a young cat, man, and there's nothing like this in my life. I'm born right after World War II. and I see how this country is declining in the world. And as I'm mentioning this stuff that I'm reading, I'm not making it up. You know, we're on the brink of World War III, and the Great Reset, they're getting us some whole different direction. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And they have great products, so you're not only supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself. And one of the great products they have now, out now, when they have 50% off, is their immune, mega immune support supplements. If you want to check them out, they're launching this new sales on these restocked fan favorites, and with a brand new supercharged combo pack that you've never seen before. So check them out. The InfoWars Life Vitamin D gummies, they're back. InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus zinc, it's back in stock, 40% off. Immunity Supercharger combo pack, vitamin C, vitamin D3, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. And again, these formulas, they're not only helping InfoWars, you're helping yourself. They're loaded with natural immune support boosters. And a lot of people have been asking for them, and they're giving them to you. So they're going to sell out quickly like they do with all their other products. You better get them now, because if you don't get them now, it's going to be months before the next shipment arrives. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Support InfoWars and your family and your health. You know, you're getting it all around. Get 50% off right now and start supporting your natural immune system. And again, support InfoWars and get that book, The Great Reset. And again, united we stand, divided we die. And again, you know, we're doing everything we can as well with our Trends Journal magazine. Last week was 170 pages. I can't read 170. You read what you want, you know, but we're giving you information not getting anywhere else in the world. We tell you what's going on, what to do, and what's next. And again, on the what to do line, think for yourself. We don't tell you what to do, telling you where it's going and what the trend forecast. I want to go back to this guy, Jake Sullivan, who was on Meet the Prestitutes on Sunday with Chuck Todd. Let me say this plainly, he said. If Russia crosses the line, there will be catastrophic consequences for Russia. You ready? The United States will respond decisively. Yep. The United States will respond decisively. Isn't that nice? Yep. Russia understands very well that the United States would do in response to use their nuclear weapons in Ukraine, because we have spelled it out to them. And we will leave it at that today. Oh, you're going to leave it at that today? We'll respond decisively. From our perspective, we will continue to be sharp and clear. He goes on to say, you know, anyway, you can see what he's saying. We will respond decisively. We are going to war against Russia. So that means it's basically the end of life on Earth if we go to war against Russia. All right, before we wrap it up, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. When I went on the air, the Dow was down about 260 points. Gold is taking a beat. I would have never thought it was gone down this low. Why would anybody not want to have gold, which is the ultimate safe haven asset, in a time like that? But again, the game is rigged, and I'm not making that up. JP Morgan Chase was fined $900 million in 2019 for rigging the precious metals market. You're looking at copper prices going down, very important. It's called Dr. Copper, because as goes copper is used in everything from heavy industry to high tech. You're seeing a lot less use. You saw the British sterling hit an all-time low against the dollar. An all-time low. even worse than World War One and World War Two, as the EU was going down, the UK was going down. The only reason the dollar is strong is because all the other economies are so weak. The Japanese yen at a 24-year low. You're looking at inflation rates at, you know, 80%, like in Argentina. It's off the charts what's going on. And today, you ready for this? Europe is facing lower than expected economic growth as inflation continues to climb. Speaking before the European Parliament Committee on Economic and Monetary Affairs today, the head of the central bank, Christine Lagarde, former head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and then head of that bank, warned today that, quote, economic consequences for the euro area over Russia's unjustified war of aggression on Ukraine has spiraled further since June. The outlook is darkening. Let's go back to Lagarde. This is the person that said that there was no inflation when inflation was skyrocketing in Europe. It's 9.1%. The interest rate in Europe is only 0.75%, and they had negative interest rates, so the bigs could buy up everything for 8 years. And what does she say here? The problems of economic consequences for the euro area because of the, quote, unjustified war of aggression on Ukraine. Hey, how about NATO's unjustified war of aggression on Yugoslavia? Kosovo. Oh, you forgot those. Oh, Kosovo. I forgot. Oh, yeah. How about NATO's unjustified war against Libya? Oh, that's different, Salenti. Oh, and you're blaming Russia for the inflation? This is the crap, the garbage that they spew out of their mouths. You're the ones that put the sanctions on Russia. You're the ones that made the inflation happen. You're the ones that stopped the gas and oil flowing in, of which 40% goes into Europe, that used to go into Europe from Russia. You're the ones that caused this problem by feeding weapons of death to keep bloodying the killing fields of the Ukraine war. You made it happen. Over 100,000 businesses, you know which ones? Small and medium-sized businesses in Italy are out of business. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Why? Thanks to the COVID war and the imbecile moron lowlives that locked down the country right after China locked down theirs, Italy followed. Then you put on top of that the soaring inflation because of the sanctions. Remember Biden was going to punish Putin? The people are being punished. We're being punished. I'm going to make this really clear. If we don't unite for peace, we are going to die in war. People don't have a clue what's going on. All of a sudden, there's going to be some, oh my God, look what happened, like 9/11. 88% of the people believe that little moron daddy's boy, George W. Bush. Again, we must unite for peace. And we went to war in Afghanistan for 20 years. Those dirty Russians. Support InfoWars, do all you can. We'll see you next week. And subscribe to the Trends Journal. History before it happened.
One of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum.